welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Skalto, Zichrono Livrocha, Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Ve'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren and Moshe. That is a schus for Rafua Shleimo, for Yosef Chaim ben Miriam, Dvora Bas Miriam, Sora Brindle Bas Gittel, Rafael Daniel ben Miriam Leah, and so many others, Besoch Sha'ar Chayla Yisrael. Unfortunately, far too often, when we come to this weekly focus on Bitochen, we look at the current events surrounding the recent days and can feel a shudder, can feel great pain and maybe for some, great confusion. Unfortunately, early this week, we heard of tragic bus accident. Of course, that's not the right word, as we'll discuss, but what happened on a tragic bus ride from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, and the wonderful young and middle-aged people who are no longer with us, and so many others who have and continue to suffer all types of pain and damage and difficulty, that it certainly behooves us to attempt to put this in some perspective. Now, anytime we deal with tragedy, we always have to keep in mind that perspectives are just that, perspectives. But really, there are no answers that we are capable of developing, or probably not even understanding. On the other hand, we carry with us this need to try to make some sense out of life and out of the challenges, difficulties, and tragedies that we face in life. And therefore, we must pay some attention to this entire occurrence. One often repeated theme is that it's critical for us to be aware and to instill in ourselves, in our children, from the youngest ages in life, two very broad and basic concepts of Torah reality. One, that there are no accidents. Hashem is in control of everything. There is nothing that can happen, or no one that can do any damage, unless this is sanctioned and approved and directed from Hashem. As Reb Chaim Brisker put it, every bullet has an address. This applies to an enemy bullet, this applies to friendly fire, and this applies to what would seem as an accident, whether or not there was an element of neglect and maybe even pshia. But this concept applies all across the board. Hashem is in control of everything. Ein oid milvadoi. There is nothing else There is no one else. There is no other force, no other kraft other than him. And ein matzor l'Hashem l'Yeshia. There is nothing preventing him from saving us. There's nothing preventing him from orchestrating anything the way he wants. He is in total control. And even though he gives us the Bechira Chofshis to make decisions, and sometimes very inappropriate ones, we must know that the ensuing results, whatever they may be, they are all from Hashem. And this concept has to be deeply ingrained in us and in our children way before we confront the reality of tragedy. Because when we confront the reality of tragedy, it becomes so much harder to inculcate this concept. Concept number two, we have to know that kol mad ovid rachmono litavovid. Everything Hashem does, and that's everything, is always for the good. Everything Hashem does is for the good. He created the world for the purpose of doing chesed, and everything he does fits in that motif, fits into that master plan. And that's really what our life in this world is all about. Now, these concepts, deeply rooted in us, before we face the pain, the suffering, the challenge, the confusion of tragic situations, can be much more effective than just learning about them or focusing on them or trying to strengthen them in the face of already existing tragedy, challenge, suffering, and difficulty. So these are very, very basic concepts. And it's true that we would love to be able to understand why everything that appears to us in this world as tragic, in reality, is orchestrated from Hashem and is all part of kol ma de'ovid rachmono le'tavovid. Everything Hashem does is for the good. But it's so difficult for us to understand it. It so seems to be beyond our comprehension. It's something that, although it's a difficult moshel for people who are hurt and confused, but it's very much akin to a beautiful tapestry, a needlepoint in heaven, where if you stand in heaven and you look down on it, it's the most beautiful tapestry from beginning to end. If, however, you look at this same piece of art from downstairs, from our vantage point in this world, all you see of this needlepoint is disheveled threads of different colors, of different lengths, in total disarray, hanging down all over. And this is part of what confuses us in life. And when we face tragedy, and then we try to inculcate these concepts, it becomes so much more difficult. They have to be part of our worldview. They have to be part of our feeling. They have to be part of our day-to-day existence in order to fortify us. That is when, chas v'chalila, we're confronted with such challenges, then we find within ourselves the strength to understand, or at least the strength to cope, and the strength to continue and not to be overwhelmed by what is obviously shattering the tragedy. The truth of the matter is that it's important to realize something else. And this is a lesson that personally hit me many years ago, actually on a bus from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, but going to a levaya, going to a funeral. And we recited Tzilas HaDerech, and we said the words, Shetagiyenu Limchos Chefzei. Eloheinu, l'chaim, u'l'simcha, u'l'shalom, and enable us to reach our destination for life, alive, and with simcha, with happiness, and shalom. And it occurred to me that we're going to a levaya, going to a funeral. This is a tragic situation. This is not a happy situation. This is not a simcha. What are we saying? I think the answer is really very simple. We can feel the pain of the situation and the simcha of having gotten there in one piece. And in any situation in life, the human being has the capacity to feel the pain of the tragic occurrences, while at the same time to feel the simcha for the good, for the saving, for those that survived, for the miracles that undoubtedly took place to bring about survival to so many who did. And that concept gives us strength when we look at things that way, because we realize that there is good and there is apparent evil, and we can feel both. And once we know that despite all of the difficulties and tragedies of life, we can still feel simcha at the benefits, it allows us to strengthen ourselves and, so to speak, to compensate for the devastating pain and overwhelming fear and brokenness that tragedy actually causes us. Now, why this is relevant, I believe, is because our goal here is, as always, to strengthen bitochen. And when a tragedy occurs, it shakes the bitochen in many people. You know, what's going on over here? Where's the Chesed Hashem? Where's the Hashgacha Pratis? These were good people then. These were very, very good people. And what's going on? And it shakes us. It's very important for us to realize that we can feel the pain of the loss and the tragedy, and at the same time, the happiness and the thrill at the good news that so many people survived. And so many people were spared a tragic end. And being able to realize that we can feel these dual feelings, it helps us to contain the broken, negative, pessimistic, and devastating feelings that we have. Because we can look at the same time and see Hashem's Hashgacha, and see Hashem's miracle, and see all of the chesed that he does, despite all of the tragedy. And the truth be told, that if we look at the individual situations, this tragedy, there's good news too. When a 61-year-old Tzadekis, a descendant of Rav Aryeh Levin, the famous Tzadik of Yerushalayim, is killed tragically in this bus event, the tragedy is enormous. Such a person, such a wonderful person, such a pious, righteous, good person, known to many for her righteousness and her goodness. And we look at that and we feel the pain of the tragedy. It can be compounded by the fact that I believe within a month, her son, I believe it is, I think it's her youngest son, is scheduled to be married. And of course, the wedding hopefully will go on, but she will only be there in spirit. And that compounds the pain of the tragedy. Yet, we have to look at a person like this, who lived for 61 years and built a beautiful family, the Shemu Tiferes, and was privileged to see nachas and generations forthcoming, carrying on and following in the ways of her glorious ancestors. And although this, on one level, makes the pain even more acute, on the other level, we have to be able to appreciate the Chesed Hashem. We don't understand why this Chesed had to end. We don't understand, certainly, why this end may in itself be the greatest Chesed. Those are concepts that are beyond us. But we have to realize that there is so much good that Hashem has done. There's so much Hashgucha Protis that has gone into every situation in life, bringing people to this point. And when we focus on that good, and when we pay attention to it, and when we maybe even recite Hallel or Nishmas to thank Hashem for that good, that helps to mitigate the pain of the suffering, of the tragedy. We have to be able to look at all of life's situations as the tragedy that they are, but yet that there are, in fact, benefits. There is, in fact, Hatova. It's true, in fact, that Kol Ma De'ovid Rachmono Letav Ovid. Everything that Hashem does is for the good, and Hashem does everything. And at a time like this, I think it behooves us to strengthen that realization again and again, so that, in fact, we can not allow this tragedy to undermine our bitochon in the future, in our health, and in our families, and in our parnosa, and in all of the needs that we have. And maybe even finding the chesed and the hatova that's in between the tragic lines that have taken place, and strengthen ourselves from that, and come closer and closer and closer to Hashem. And if we realize that we can never really understand everything Hashem does, even though we have the need and maybe the right to try, but then we find comfort in the fact that we know He controls everything, we know everything He does is for the good, and even if it's beyond my ability to understand at this point, the confident knowledge that that is true can give me the strength to cope with the difficulties of life.